जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव गोपी जन वल्लभ जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी जशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जमुना तीरा बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय गुरुदेव जय ब्रह्मांस परिप्राज के चार्य अष्टतर शत श्री श्रीमात्ल ಅಭಯಚರಣರಮಿಂದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವಿದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಜಗದ್ಗುರು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಇಸ್ಕಾನ್ ವಿವಿಟಿ ಫೌಂಡರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಜಯಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿಭ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯಷ್ಟು ದರ್ಶತ ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀಮತ್ ಶಿಲ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಅನಂತ ಗುರಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಮಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲೋದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕುರ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಪ್ರೇಮ ಸಿಖೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀಅದೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶಿವಾಶಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವಿಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಗೋಪಿನಾಥ ಶ್ಯಾಮಕುಂಡ ರಾಧಾ ಕುಂಡ ಗಿರಿ ಗೋವರ್ಧನ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಬೃಂದಾವನ ಮಥುರ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಮಾಯಕುಂಡಿ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಜಗನ್ನಾಥಪುರಿ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಅಲಾಚುವನಿ ರಮಣಿ ಧಾಮ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಗಂಗಮಯ್ಯ ಜಮುನಮಯ್ಯ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಭಕ್ತಿ ದೇವಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ತುಳಸಿ ಮಹಾರಾಣಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಸಮವೇತ ವೈಷ್ಣವಿಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಗುರು ಪೂಜಾ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಶಿವಸುಂದರ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ ಗೌರ್ನಿತಾಯ ದರ್ಶನಾರ್ಥಿ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ನಿತಾಯ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರಮಾನಂದೇ ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಬೋ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದ ಅಸೆಂಬಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶ್ರೀ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು ಅಂಡ್ ಗೌರಂಗ. ಆಲ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಸ್ ಟು ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ನಾರಾಯಣಂ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತಂ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇತ್. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ರಿಸೈಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, which is our very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, unto Lord Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, compiler, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator and commentator on each shloka, every pages, every chapter of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Nashta prayesu avadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering Srila Prabhupada's Guru Puja, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental song, is established as an irrevocable fact. So we are reciting Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 1, Chapter 14, titled by Srila Prabhupada as the Disappearance of Lord Krishna. And we are solving the text 11. Yeah?
Urvaksi bahobo mahyam. Puranti anga puna puna. Bepatus chapi ridaye. Aradashanti vipriyam.
Please chant.
Urvaksi bahavo mayam. Puranti anga puna puna. Vepatus हृदये आराधयन्ति विप्रयम् पूर्वाक्षि बाहवो मायम् स्फुरन्ति अङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपातुश्चापि हृदये आराधयन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वाक्षि बाहवो माह्यम् पुरन्ति अङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपातुश्चापि हृदये आराधयन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वाक्षि बाहवो माह्यम् स्फुरन्ति अङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपातुश्चापि हृदये आराधयन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वाक्षि बाहवो माह्यम् स्फुरन्ति अङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपातुश्चापि हृदये आराधयन्ति विप्रियम् उर्वाक्षि बाहवो माह्यम् स्फुरन्ति अङ्ग पुनः पुनः वेपातुश्चापि हृदये आराधयन्ति विप्रियम् उरु थाइस अक्षि आइस बाहव द आर्म्स महायम इन माय स्फुरन्ति क्वैवरिंग अंग लेफ्ट साइड ऑफ द बॉडी पुनः पुनः अगेन एंड अगेन व्यापुतु पाल्पिटेशंस च ऑल्सो अपि सर्टेनली हृदये इन द हार्ट आरात ड्यू टू फियर दश्यन्ति इंडिकेटिंग विप्रियम अनडिजायरेबल्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद The left side of my body. Who is speaking? Yudhishthir Maharaj. To who? Bhimsen. The left side of my body, my thighs, arms, and eyes are all quivering again and again. I am having heart palpitations due to fear. All this indicates undesirable happenings. When I was reading this morning, Mother Sri Gaurangi asked me to give the class because of circumstances. Anyway, I remember Sesha Prabhu gave class, I don't know, last week or week before. He was narrating a beautiful pastime of Kaliya. And if you remember in Kaliya's story, early morning, well, first of all, whenever Krishna wants to do something, something not participating with the coward boys directly, then he will not take Balaram. You can search many pastimes, like Brahma Bhimahan Lila, many pastimes that when Balaram is not present because Krishna has some motive, he actually wants to give directly the coward boy a special rasa relishment. So Krishna left early morning with few boys, went to Kaliya Lake. How did the Brajavasi found out? That's the question. They found out because of the symptom happening in their body. So for the Matajis, their Sanatana Goswami Pada writes very details. For the Matajis is the right side, opposite. And for the Prabhu's left side is bad. Don't miss. It's not for everybody same. For the man body, right side quavering, right eye blinking, it's undesirable things is going to happen. Whether you witness or not, I don't know. But it's definitely somebody is not thinking good about me or whatever. Or maybe he's thinking good, I'm not seeing is good. And for the ladies, left side. So Mother Yashoda's left side body was trembling. She said, where is Krishna? He was here and just left. Nobody knows. Nanda Maharaj seeing the same thing. This is with the body. And the outside they came out, they saw the similar things. Blood is pouring out. In Vrindavan, blood is pouring out from where? You may think like, but this is Jogomaya, create this. Just to increase the nourishment, both to Krishna and his devotees. So I was recently, last few months, because I'm doing Jaiva Dharma study course with IBM, Ishkan Bhagavat Mahavidyalaya. It's not IBM of computer, but they picked up. It's all under Shesha Prabhu because he's our minister of education and he's doing very well. Even though he was not feeling well for a while, but somehow the ministry is doing well. And hope he lives forever, at least in this body for another 50 years or something. That's just my wish, so that we can see the education in ISKCON grows more and more. So anyway, back to this. So when I was reading the purport, Prabhupada gives a few angles how to see this episode and how it's relevant to us. I was like very moved when I read the purport of Srila Prabhupada this morning. So I remember many years back, we were discussing, also did some research, how to see sufferings. And if you look at the Acharya's song, Parama Karuna, the famous song Prabhupada sings, there it says, Bhunjaye Samana. You enjoy the suffering. Now, I don't know English well, but still, when I think of enjoyment, I don't think of suffering as an enjoyment. But Prabhupada translates also, enjoy the suffering. So, obviously, not all suffering are same. So, I found there is a four way, this is just my way, from Bhishmadev's first canto, 9th chapter, text 12. Bhishmadev first addressing to the Pandavas about their suffering. That verse is so wonderful that there is a dialogue Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave between between Bhishmadev and Yudhishthira Maharaj in presence of Krishna about Krishna. But Krishna and Bhishmadev told, don't ask him. He said, he's standing here. If he's the cause, why not we ask him? No, no, don't ask him. But Krishna is listening. It's very wonderful. This Vaishnava culture is like so wonderful how they see Krishna. So I'm going to narrate, but I'm going to read the purport first. I hope you all can catch. There's a four way to see how actually suffering is the delight more than Rasgulla or Gulab Jamun. And in spiritual world, that suffering is there. In sadhan bhakti, those who are practitioner, their suffering is there, is different than eternal associates enjoy the suffering. And the same suffering, when it comes to the conditioned soul, it's miserable. I mean, I'm trying to put another word, means it is really painful. There is nothing good about it. But the sadhaka's life, there is a good. And eternal associate, they actually nourish us. So I'm going to read the purport. And you can see. Srila Prabhupada is genius. I mean, I wish I could meet him face to face and tell him again and again. Each purport is so wonderful. Material existence is full of undesirables. Things we do not want are forced upon us by some superior energy. we do not see that these undesirable are under the grip of the three modes of material nature. When a man's left eye, arm, and thigh all quiver constantly. Everybody understood, right? For a man's, what is bad side? Left side. And for the Mataji's? Right side. Okay. But if their left side is quivering, it's good luck. You're going to maybe, not lottery, maybe lottery, I don't know, something good. It's all good. And for our man's side, left side is good. Something going to happen. Left for a man, right side is good. Oh, I said left side for the man. Sorry. Thank you. So when man's left eye, Prabhupada writes, and arm, thigh all quiver constantly, one must know that something is going to happen which is undesirable. These undesirable are compared to fire in a forest. Now Prabhupada changed it to me in a different way, that every day in Mangalarti we sing a song, and Prabhupada translated in his way, but if we know the meaning of the song, we can get 100% benefit. If we just sing and we don't know the meaning, Krishna said in 10th Canto, 24th chapter, text 6, Getta agetta cha karmani janayam anutishtati vidusha karma siddhishet. Vidusha means the wise, intelligent. Those who understand the meaning, what they do, things they do, they will get the best benefit. And if we do things without knowing, generally like in a festival, we're not judging, I'm not trying to judge, but generally in the festival, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, like a Janmashtami, we recently had what festival? Ratha Jatra, okay. Or any festival, generally there is a three categories of devotees. One category are fascinated, wow, so many things, nice music, nice prasadam, so many, you know, nice drama there, the Vrindavan village or whatever. Of course, in Ratha Jatra, you have a difference, so many. There is another category of devotee, they will say, so many people, I saw my old friend, I saw that couple, I didn't see them for 20 years. They like a mesmerized about the festival, about the people who came. Very few actually think that Krishna loves the Brajavasi so much. The Brajavasi actually brainwashed Krishna of Dwarka to Vrindavan Krishna. And that is Ratha Jatra, pulling the card, bringing him back to Vrindavan. Very few devotees. And the majority will be like events, or the people. It's a fact. That's how Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur expressed.
There's a fourth category too.
Huh?
There's a fourth category too.
Yeah?
The ones who worry about how the festival but the one everything is right.
That's you. That's true. They're all good. But according to that verse, you can look at it. Krishna says one must know why they do things they do. And if they know and consciously they are doing, they will get the best benefit. So here, continuing with Prabhupada, see if you can catch that. These undesirables are compared to fire in a forest. No one goes into forest to set fires, but fires automatically takes place in the forest, creating inconceivable calamities for the living being of the forest. Such a fire cannot be extinguished by any human efforts. The fire can be extinguished only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends clouds to pour water on the forest. Similarly, undesirable happenings in life cannot be checked by any number of plans. Such miseries can be removed only by the mercy of the Lord, who sends his bona fide representative to enlighten human beings and thus save them from all calamities. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindhubhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So before I begin, I want to ask you a question. I need a little help. Just imagine you are in the middle of blazing fire in a small island and you have a four-way to escape from there. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives that example. This is what the meaning of the first verse of Guru Vastakam. One side, now blazing fire going to kill you. You don't have a time to think. You really have to act. So if you go to southern side there is a big python. And they are so hungry. They are like opening mouth. Generally you don't see python with a big mouth open. But they are so starving. And if you just enter to, if you cross this island to that place, then they are ready to devour you. And if you say, oh, I don't want to be dead, well, you'll be dead here. Either you have to move. Either you go to that side or you look at the north side and you see the wasp, bees, they just bite. Anybody goes there, they just make your whole body like a sting. And you have no way to escape from there. There are millions. That's how they don't have a flower or anything. They're just ready to bite. It's not too much painful. You will not die immediately, but you will die slowly, slowly. Long time, but you will, you know, you will regret or whatever. I don't know. You will cry. And if you go to the other side, there are horrible ghosts. Like zillions of ghosts. They make you crazy. They twist your neck. They put your leg up there. And they just pollute your mind. And they just torture you left and right. You have only one side left. Somebody following me, right? Yes, thank you. This is Mahaprabhu said this story to Sanatan Goswami. Only side left is east. But to go to east side is not easy. You really have to take a risk. And that risk is called sadhan bhakti. Now, I blow it. Now, if you didn't know the east side, which side would you like to go? Anybody help? Python or wasp or ghost?
The kids have an answer for that.
Yeah?
Two words
they are here. Which side would you like to go? I mean, you don't have a choice. You have to decide right now, or you will be burned to death. You are willing to be burned to death, or yeah? Okay, Mother Premanjali says she would love to stay burned to death. Anybody else? Don't, no option?
Yeah, the kids.
Huh? Was? Okay. She doesn't mind of dying slowly, slowly to pain, with pain and you die.
But the python, do you get finished right away?
Python, yes. And you will be in the stomach and you will never know that you are swollen.
That sounds good to me.
Thank you.
The kids have told a similar story and they said two words that will solve your problem.
Yeah.
Ah,
that is wake up, that's the east side. We didn't come to that side. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that all the conditioned souls, their situation in that type of. This is what Samsara Davanala. See, I'm going to now, everybody can help together. Samsara Davanala Lira Loka Tranaya Karuna Ghana Ghanatam Prata sakala nago nanabasa Mande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Here I'm going to read the word to word meaning. So tomorrow when you are attending Mangalarti, just put yourself in the middle of that forest fire. That's what it means. Okay, I'll read the translation of Prabhupada first and then we'll come to word meaning. Oh, what is the meaning of the translation? Krishna, Krishna, I'm sorry. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Okay, I'll do the word to word and then I'll read it. Samsara. Samsara. Anybody knows what samsara means? Not family life. Material existence. Also in Bengal or I don't know, in Hindi also they say family life like a samsara. But exactly it's not that meaning. Because family life could be a boat, in Bhagavatam says, boat where you can cross the ocean. Your wife could be a vessel. Your family life can be a vessel. Where you can cross the material ocean peacefully. You follow? Bhagavatam says this. Prahlad Maharaj says, yes, family life is like a deep, dark well. But he also got married later. Prahlad Maharaj, same Prahlad Maharaj who said this, Andhakupam, Griham Andhakupam, Vanam Gato Jot Harimashraya, that he is suggesting they should go to forest. Prabhupada says Vrindavan. But same Prahlad Maharaj later on, he got married. And he found that family life can be also boat, that you can cross the material ocean. So samsara, we cannot just translate family life. Samsara means here material existence. You wanted to say something? Yes.
Sorry,
yes. Yes. Material existence. The term Prabhupada used, samsara, often loosely understood to mean material existence as a whole, is defined literally as sammak sarati asmin iti samsara. That within which there is constant movement and connotes more specifically transmigration. So you must have read Prabhupada's translation. He also break down in a one lecture. I was collecting long time back, but today I'm utilizing that. It's interesting. Because I want, when I stand in the Mangalarti, I try to focus the meaning of the, and it's scary, some of the meaning are so scary. It's good because it pushes us to come closer to Prabhupada's lotus feet. That is the condition in which the soul passes continuously through a succession of material bodies, repeatedly undergoing birth, disease, old age and death in perpetuity. Prabhupada says in Puranjan's story, when Narad Muni was interviewing Puranjan, are you happy? You got this birth, this body of a woman. He said, no, I wanted to enjoy woman. How did I get a woman body? He said, you don't understand. This is called samsara. Samsara means what we plan materially, it's not what it is. We think it will bring me pleasure, but actually ultimately it is not going to bring pleasure. Unless you adopt Krishna consciousness in the family life, it is not possible. Yesterday we were reading Prabhupada's purport in third chapter Bhagavad Gita. He says that just like prisoner in the prison stays behind the bar keeps them in the jail. What is the bar for the soul in the material world? The impression of sense enjoyment. I could enjoy this Mataji. I could be like that guy with his wife. I could be like this. I could enjoy. This impression is not easy to delete. Unless bhakti really come to a point where two things, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Harinam Chintamani, that you see yourself a wretched soul, has no good quality, horrible, but recipient of Prabhupada's mercy, Vaishnava's mercy. Prabhupada gave this ISKCON society, I can practice, I can meet the sadhus. So when you glorify the Vaishnava and see yourself a horrible, vulnerable position, that time the chanting will produce this understanding. Without this kind of identification, chanting will not produce, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Then the next line, Dabanala, Samsara Dabanala, sounds very sweet. But actually they have a very deep introspective or self-examining meaning. Dabanala, Prabhupada writes, forest fire. Dabanala implies not only a fire in the forest, but the conflagration of a forest. The suffering soul throughout samsara encounter is vast, intense, inescapable, and impossible to extinguish by their own means. This is the intent of the metaphor. Tapa is categorized in three divisions, three kinds of forest fire. One, adiatmik tapa, suffering caused by the oneself, body and the mind. Second is adibhautik tapo, suffering caused by other living being. And third is adidoibik tapo, suffering caused by gods who control the forces of nature. These three together is called davanala. So tomorrow when we sing samsara davanala, we should feel it, how horrible it is. Leader, samsara davanala, leader is a separate word. Swallowed. Lira is derived from the root li, to lick. You know the python? They lick the snake. As flames are understood in the Vedic scripture to be the tongue of a fire, here lira is compound with davanala, means literally licked and more generally swallowed by the forest fire of samsara. Loka. What is the samsara dava nala lira loka? Loka here means soul. While loka typically connotes simply people in general, more so than souls because of its uses in relation to samsara. It should be understood here to refer to people in the sense of eternal living beings transmigrating throughout the material existence. Samsara dava nalalira loka, soul swallowed by the forest fire of material existence. The description is meant to ignite a sense of paramount urgency in reaching the shelter of Sri Guru. Tranaya, one who is burning in the fire of samsara, birth, death, and so forth, should with offering in hand, approach and submit to a guru who is learned in the scriptures and fixed in the absolute, just as one whose head is on fire runs towards a body of water. Tranaya to deliver, while the root try from which tranaya is derived, most commonly means to protect. The meaning is to be taken here is peritraya, to fully protect, that is to rescue or deliver. There are many means by which the soul can find temporary, limited protection from the suffering throughout samsara, but only a genuine guru, I'm adding, Srila Prabhupada, can fully protect the soul from material existence. That is, only a genuine spiritual master can remove the root cause of the soul being subject to samsara, thus deliver the soul from immeasurable future suffering. Jayash Khetragya Shakti, this is from Vishnu Puran 6.7.62. One lecture Prabhupada says, Jayash Khetragya Shakti Sa Vestitar Nipa Sarvagya Samsara Tapan Akhilan Abhapnati Atra Sanatana. Means, enveloped by ignorance, avidya, the soul, though capable of going everywhere, undergoes in material existence all continuous suffering of samsara. Avidya has a two primary function. Okay, I mentioned that you enjoy the suffering in spiritual realm one, then there is a sadhaka, that those are practicing, and there is a material conditioned soul. Remember? Three ways. Now here, Prabhupada says, so the first of all, as I was drawing the suffering to be seen in three ways. One is conditioned soul suffering, one is devotee's life suffering, and Nitya-Siddha's suffering. But Nitya-Siddha's suffering, here I'm going to mention, because of the time, I'm going to jump into it. Mother Yashoda, she has four functions. Parental rasa, every rasa has a function. They have a position, they have a function, and they have a nature. The nature is affection, protection, and care. She has a tremendous affection, and that affection creates a position. It's my son. Because she has an affection, just like a mother, daughter can be Miss Universe, but she thinks my daughter became Miss Universe. But if the daughter looks like somebody's daughter but is not her daughter, then she will say, oh, Miss Universe looks like my daughter. Can you see the difference? Big difference. My daughter is Miss Universe, Mother Yashoda thinks. My Krishna, they think, hey, Mother Yashoda is, Prabhupada translate Krishna's thigh. Anybody knows in Nectar Devotion? Fatty thigh. The way Prabhupada translate, it's like such a hilarious sometimes. He said Krishna has a fatty thigh. So Mother Yashoda massages Krishna's fatty thigh and conversing with Krishna. And Krishna, she's doing four things same time. She's conversing with Krishna. At the same time, she's praying to Narayan. How she does, only when you meet her, you can talk to her, she will tell you. So she has a four function, palan, poshan, taran, bartsan. She disciplines, she prays for him, maintains, she breastfeeds him, like that. So four things she does is a function, and nature she has a three. So she is massaging his fatty thigh and praying to Narayan. He's so beautiful, so handsome, oh, I love him. Please, my Lord, protect him. This is the nature of prem, Vatsala Rasa. She cannot stop it. Like for an example, how much her position, her possessiveness on Krishna is so much, it overwhelms her feeling. Krishna is just outside, maybe 50 feet from her kitchen. Krishna is playing with the boys. He's a crawling boy. It's called Ringan Lila in Sanskrit. Ringal Lila means they have a mischievous on the crawling. So like for an example, one Lila Sanatan Goswami Pad says, Krishna and Balaram is going and they're talking each other, you know, broken language that the baby talks. So Krishna is saying, what is behind the hedges? Balaram say, I don't know. You want to look at? He says, sure. But mother is not looking, so mother is cooking. So Balaram push. Both are crawling, but one pushes the hedge and Krishna stick his, you know, head inside, and then Balaram let it go. Now Krishna got stuck in the hedges. And he's crying, Maya, 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 and Mother Yashoda, how in the world? And then she stopped cooking, run to there. Of course, they have 100,000 maid servants. You wonder how the 100,000 maid servants, you know, it bewildered me. 100,000 maid servants, what do they do? I mean, there must be something. Well, they are tasting Krishna's beauty. Sometimes, if they are just staring at Krishna, Krishna smiles at them and they forget everything and they just close their eye and just hold that face and never let it go. But they cannot do it because Krishna's face every moment changing. So, but the beauty they just saw, it's like a photography and they don't want to forget it, so they close their eye. You will see some Pushkar Prabhu's painting. Some of the cows, they close their eye and Krishna is nearby. And you wonder, what this cow is doing? Krishna is right here, so beautiful. Why you close your eye? It is not that they are closing their eye, they are tasting it. In order to taste it, you cannot just stare at the cup. You want to put it in your mouth. So they close their eye to just see every part of Krishna's body of that scenery. So that's why in the painting, perfectly he does. I don't know, you can ask him how he's thinking. I don't know. But what Sanatana Goswami Pad says, that they close their eye. When the Brahman Vaishnava, they become very advanced, they desire to enter into Golok Vrindavan, you know what they become? The Dijo has another name in Golok Vrindavan. Who are the Dijo? Dijo means twice born. Twice born, that you take birth from your mother, parents, and then take Guru. So we are Dijo. Everybody is Dijo in ISKCON, because if they, of course, they have to take Guru initiation, not like just being. Yes, who are the other Dijo in Vrindavan? The birds. Because they have an egg and it hatches twice. So it's like, so they are also considered. And all the millions and billions of birds, they are not ordinary birds. They are big, big Brahmana, thousands year meditated just to become a bird in Vrindavan. So Krishna smiled at them all of a sudden and they just, whoa, and they closed their eye and they just completely stuck for million years. Then they open again their eye. Then they think, Vrindavan is wonderful. So thousands of these girls, the maid servant, they see Krishna, they cannot resist to not enjoy that beauty, so they close their eye. So it makes sense why 100,000 maid servants you need. Because everybody is not active full time. They are active internally, they are relishing Krishna. And Krishna, that's how he maintains. It's very easy, no? When you are the most magnificent, most attractive, your beauty such endearing that nothing can resist. You fall for it. You have no choice. In Vrindavan, you fall for it. I love the way Prabhupada said, in Vrindavan, you wonder like where the Brajavasi is moving. See where the magnets are moving. All the Brajavasi is like iron, Prabhupada said. Krishna is like a magnet. So where the irons are moving, see the magnet, where magnet is moving, all irons are moving. That's how Vrindavan is moving. Krishna does not control like a controller of this world, but Krishna controls by his beauty, by his charming, by his loveliness. He really cares for you so much so that you cannot forget even a moment. That's how Krishna in Vrindavan. So anyway, Mother Yashoda has so much possession. So then she starts crying and Rohini Maya says, why are you crying? You are cooking for him. Say, but I miss him. Now you may say like, she just let him go to play for a few minutes before. Why she need to cry? That's normal, because her possessiveness Sanatan Rupa Goswami Pada explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Palan, Poshan, Taran, Barsan, these are four functions. But what is her nature? Nature is affection. The affection creates a possession. More she has a affection. Now I'm going to demonstrate this, how it increases. For an example, Putana. Did she suffer? Yes and no. But not suffering of this world. So what kind of suffering is there? She enjoys it. Now Putana, you know where Putana is? In Golok Vrindavan. Also mother. And Mother Yashoda also knows that. But not the way she was acting like a Putana in this world. But Mother Yashoda, how she enjoys this suffering? She thinks, oh my God, that lady. Oh, that was so scary. As soon as she went outside my house with my son. Anybody knows how tall, how long the Putana's body, actual figure?
12 miles.
Thank you, 12 miles. It is not 11. 12 miles. 12 miles and Agasura is 8 miles. There, the size is given all very clear. Can you imagine a Mataji 12 miles? You cannot imagine. It's an idea to us. But Mother Yashoda saw it. What did she do? Her possessiveness went so intense, she fainted. She could not even protect her own son. Who did protect? The maid servant. That's why she has eternally guilt feeling. I could not protect my son when he was in danger. This witch, Putana, took him away. I could not do anything except she failed. How did she enjoy? That's called stambha, one of the 8 sattvic bhav. I love Sesha Prabhu's classes sometimes so much. He tried to give, but the hour does not allow. It's only 1 hour. I hope you remember. 2 years back, he was trying 2-3 classes about the sattvic bhav, anubhav, different charts. He brought it even. He was explaining. It was so nice. We should get into it. It's in Nectar of Devotion. You will see Krishna in every page. Like this page today we read, we see Yudhishthira Maharaj. Why Yudhishthira Maharaj is feeling like this? I was coming to end this because of the time. I'm just asking you. Why Yudhishthira Maharaj is expressing like this? He is feeling some undesirable things will happen. Left side is... Why? Yes, he's missing Krishna. He wants to serve him. The first question of this chapter was, what is Krishna up to? What is Arjuna going to know? What is Krishna's next leela? What is going to do? He's eager. He wants to serve Krishna. This service is the motivation. 2 things we need. Otherwise, we cannot cross the material ocean. We can chant. We can do all this. But ultimately, those chanting and all this sadhana has to bring these 2 components before we depart. One is under guidance. Always remember Prabhupada, even for anybody and everybody for 10,000 years, because he declared himself through the ISKCON leaders as a Shiksha Guru for everybody. So when you maintain that, you have your own Guru, initiation Guru, Diksha Guru, but Shiksha Guru Prabhupada is there. When you face to anybody at the Biraja River, departing time, you have to pass through. It's not like you close your eye, you are in Golok Vrindavan. It's actually, Prabhupada said, 3.2.20, Bhagavatam, very nice explanation. 3.2.6, explanation is given how soul passes. Also, Krishna book, chapter 28, very details, middle to end. What happened when you die here, then it's joyful journey. I mean, I'm ready to leave anytime if this is what Krishna wants. But if Krishna doesn't want, it's okay. I'll stay as long, as many life is required. We should have that kind of... But when we leave, these 2 things will protect you. Remembering whose under guidance you are. Always remembering Prabhupada's lotus feet. And second is intense desire to serve. If we have these 2 qualifications, you will cross. Otherwise, you cross Maya, you cross Viraja, you come to Brahmaloka before Vaikuntha. Brahmaloka is a opposite current. Have you ever seen an opposite current? It's in Bhagavatam. fourth canto, explain. Opposite current. Opposite current means one current taking you to material world, sense enjoyment, one current taking you to spiritual world. And you know who is the in charge of that land? Lord Shiva. He is not in the material world, he is not in the spiritual world. He has a direct connection with Maya Devi. He also has a direct connection with eternal devotional service in spiritual world. We have to cross that route because that is where a lot of devotee feels a strong challenge and they fell down. If you are not strict to that place, you will fall down. And it's very scary. Last night we were discussing on Bhagavad Gita, every Wednesday we discussed that Prabhupada gave a wonderful purport on third chapter that demonstrate this. Now this is not the case of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj is hankering that service from Krishna and he's missing Krishna. So he's expressing all the undesirable thing comes. But actually inside his heart, he enjoys this. Another example Prabhupada gave about Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was crying one time. He said, I'm a horrible person. When Krishna came to my palace, I did not wash his feet. What happened to me? Why did I just embrace him? Why didn't I wash his feet? He's God. And he started crying. Now, is that a suffering? Can somebody tell me? Is that a suffering or is actually nourishing the heart? But it appears like suffering. You follow? It is not suffering. We need those kind of feeling because that actually you sustain your devotion by that conviction, that connection. Devotion's service, devotion life will not sustain by tribulation or mental feeling, mental emotion. Devotion life only sustained by inner connection and by conviction. Of course, inner connection comes after. First is conviction, determination. These two principles, Prabhupada said, is the sustainable or sustainability in our life. If we don't have conviction, doesn't matter what happened, I'm not going to stop chanting, I'm not going to stop serving, I'm not going to stop paying obeisances to Prabhupada. Those things, those conviction actually will push us to have inner connection. At that time we'll be very steady and peaceful. Internally, externally we'll be busy of serving. Looks like the devotees are always busy. Like, are they peaceful? Spiritual world is not static. Prabhus and mothers, spiritual world is dynamic. That's why Prabhupada's conversation with this priest, what is his name? Manuel. He says, ultimate goal is peace. Prabhupada said, no, ultimate goal is not peace. And I was thinking like, what's wrong in that? Everybody likes peace. But Prabhupada was very, I mean, it's not adamant, but he was like very heavy on it. He said, no, it's not peace, it's service. After peace is devotional service. You should be busy, you should be worried about serving the Lord. But the Father Emmanuel, he would not go. He said, no, peace, only peace. But Prabhupada was like very heavy. And finally, of course, I don't know how much he understood the Father, but Prabhupada was very clear on that. It's so nice. Because peace is what? Generally we think is like a static, you know. Heaven, what is heaven? Beautiful garden, little fountain, the mothers and the Prabhus wearing white dress, quiet, some classic music maybe, I don't know. This is some idea of whatever the peace is. But Krishna is so joyful, such a dynamic spiritual world, every moment things are changing, never experienced before. This is what Krishna consciousness boils down. Okay, I'll end here. Thank you. Any reflection, comment, question, contemplation?
Can you please finish the pastime of the East or West and that pastime? There's more to that one.
Which side do you want to go?
All of them.
All of them? Thank you. Maybe I went through actually all of them. That's why I can relate. When we talk about the southern side python, should I mention the name of the religion? Why not? Or maybe just one, not all, because then people are touchy also. Buddhism. Buddhism is definitely 100% python. They do not talk anything about soul. They do not, I did a lot of research. Believe me, I did a lot of research. Their whole conclusion of two things, Nirvana or Buddhi Satya. Satya means existence, Buddhi means with conscious choice. You want to enter, Nirvana means you shot an arrow, you want to enter there where deep sleep. What is deep sleep? You don't know you existed or not. Only you came out of deep sleep, you say, it was a good sleep. How do you know? Only now you're feeling, but during the deep sleep you have no idea. Why? Because thinking, willing, feeling emanates from where? Soul. And it filters through heart, intelligence, mental, vital, then sensual. It filters through five, and then it reroute back to the heart. So when it reroutes, everything disappears. Nothing memorized. You had a 4 hour deep sleep or 5 hour deep sleep, whatever. You don't remember anything because consciousness came back to the heart. So when you talk to the Buddhism philosophy, now, Biri Krishna Maharaj, I love his classes because every day we join with him, 5 to 6. He's my sannyas mentor. And Shesha Prabhu is my sannyas GVC. There's a criteria, different authority I have. And it's wonderful. I love their helping me. And Biri Krishna Maharaj said, Buddhism and Buddha and his direct teaching are not same. It really woke me up, because when you see the nine principles Prabhupada put in the purport, in Madhya Lila chapter 9, there is a verse, Tarka Pradhan Buddha Nava Shastra Mate Tarkei Khandila Prabhu Na Pare Sthapite. The Buddhism based on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explaining, he says Tarka, you know the word Tarka, means argument, logic, reasoning. The Buddhism philosophy based on this, Mahaprabhu says, Tarka Pradhan Buddha Nava Shastra Mate, nine principles. And Prabhupada write in the purport, all the preacher must know this philosophy in order when they preach. What is preaching? Preaching? You know, I just found a beautiful article of Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. I won't say the whole article is beautiful. He says, how do you know you have bhakti or not? Go outside and preach. If you really can establish your Guru and Krishna in the heart of that person, then you know you have bhakti. And if that person is not convinced or not moved, your bhakti is not awakening. It's not arising by the mercy of Guru Krishna. You really have to beg and serve more. So it's a very nice way to chat. I like that, the way Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur put it. So back to this. So Buddhism and Buddha and Buddha's direct philosophy is three different things. Biri Krishna Maharaj and pointed out, and I could put all these things that I understood. So their philosophy boils down to this, that who are you? Are you this body or are you the matter or spirit? We are spirit. Oh, very good. There is a group of it's called Lotus in Gainesville. I don't know if anybody ever went. I got a card and they invited me, so I went there. That's how I found out. I spent a lot of time with them to discuss. And one person became devotee, or at least he's chanting and reading Bhagavad Gita. That's a good part. I love him. He's a very nice boy, Joy. And they say, who are you, matter or spirit? No, we are spirit. So I asked them, is the spirit limited by the body? When this body dies, what happened? So no, not limited. It has a further. It sounds like Hare Krishna philosophy. Yes, go. How far it goes? It will take another birth. It will keep on taking birth. I said, until what? He said, until the mental system dissolves. I said, then what happened to the spirit? He said, no, that is spirit. I said, wait. The spirit actually dissolved with the mental system? Then this is atheist. He said, no, this is Buddha's teaching. I said, no, this is not Buddha's teaching. This is atheism. But unless you go deep down from Krishna consciousness level, you cannot trace it. It looks like a good religion. So all the religion, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you should see in three ways. Nitya dharma, naimittik dharma, anitya dharma. Nitya dharma means the soul's eternal nature, eternal function, eternal position. Three things combined nitya dharma, eternal religion. Naimittik dharma means they accept eternity of God, but their explanation related to this world. And I can name joy, I would not say all these names. There are many. Most of the religion fall into this naimittik dharma. And then anitya dharma, there are five types Prabhupada put in 7.15.12. In the purport you will see Prabhupada put, there are five types of anitya dharma. Means they are religion, but actually they have nothing to do with the religion, eternity. And one of them is Buddhism. They don't talk about soul, they don't talk about God, they don't talk about relationship with God. What do you talk? Oh, about you. Oh, very good. Who am I? Your spirit. Oh, very good. Am I limited by the body? No, no, you will go on. Oh, wow. And then until what time? When mental system dissolved. Then what happened? Then finish. That's Bodhisattva. What happened to me? No, no, don't ask that question. It's like a dissolve. That is like atheism, I don't exist anymore. This is a crap philosophy, but anyway. But they are taking over the world because they are actually a lot of American scientists even, they love this idea. Many, I would not go brag about it so much. So that's one of the four ways you can go, and the rest of the three I'll discuss another day. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Huh? I don't think it is proper to say their name. Prabhupada generally, I love the way Prabhupada preached. When they ask about Sai Baba, Prabhupada did not say anything good or bad. He said, what is his philosophy? I like that. We should not name any religion. We should discuss their philosophy. What is their philosophy based on? This way it's not attacking them or something like that. So I will not say the name, is that okay? But we can discuss the philosophy what they have. How crap it is sometimes. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande.